Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, an investment programme worth €713 million is to be divided between the local authorities for regional and local roads this year. The investment is for road and safety improvements, with the proportion in each county going towards climate change adaptation and resilience works. Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, is greeting this as the dawning of a new era, and that the people of Kerry, he says, want tar. The Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, Oisin Coughlan, and Minister Michael Healy-Ray join us now, and you're both very welcome to the programme. And Minister, might come to yourself first. So Kerry County Council is in line for €33 million. I think it's a €1.5 million rise on last year's investment for Kerry. I suppose it just about keeps up with inflation, does it?
Well, the first thing that I'd say is myself and my brother Danny, we welcome this investment from Minister Dara O'Brien and Minister Kenny and Minister Jerry Buttermore. But this shows a commitment by two people, and that is Micheál Martin Ó Taoiseach and also Simon Harris Ó Taoiseach, because they have made it quite clear that they are listening to the people of Ireland who are travelling on our roads. And our road network does need constant investment. We need to carry out safety projects, works on our roads to save lives. And tar is very important. And this government has given a very clear commitment in the programme for government and in this announcement today by stating that the people want tar and this government will give it to them. And it is in the interest of safety, and it is only right and fair on your programme today that people who are working hard and doing deliveries and taking themselves on our roads, they deserve a proper road network underneath them. And we have an awful lot of work to do, and we're promising that we will deliver money. And I'm grateful to the Department of Transport, and I'm grateful to the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach for their commitment and for listening to the people of Ireland, because, yes, cycleways and bicycleways and walkways are very important, but so are our roads.
Did Kerry get enough, do you think? Because I know you said today that among the independent TDs supporting the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition, you said being able to fight for Kerry from within government gave you the ability to ensure that more money ends up in the coffers of Kerry County Council. But Kerry came some way behind other counties: Clare, Donegal, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Mayo and Tipperary.
I'm very grateful, working in conjunction with Kerry County Council, the Healy-Ray councillors, and also people like Sam Locke and Speedy Nolan, who are representing us on Kerry County Council. And I want to recognise all the work of the councillors on Kerry County Council for highlighting sections of roads and projects that need to be progressed. This is an answer to the work that our local authority is doing, and our Director of Roads and Transportation. They are doing the preparatory work in saying what they need,
so you got
and
enough,
our job
you think,
to deliver to them. Well, we'll always take more, and we'll always debate and do our best to ensure we get more.
Okay, and can I ask you, will the Healy-Ray plant hire that's owned by Danny Healy-Ray, will they be hoping to provide equipment for some of the work?
I'll put it to you this way. We don't care where the machinery comes from to do the work. Once we have work to do, and once we can put roads under people, not just in Kerry, you must look at this in the national way. This is good news for Ireland, and the people are travelling on our roads.
But is that a yes or a no?
Well, look, I mean, work comes to everybody that tinders for it. You can't get work unless you tinder for it and look for it. There are many people who work for every local authority throughout the country, and they do so on the basis of their ability to do the work, having the apparatus to do it and having the machinery and the wherewithal and the experience and the insurance and everything else that goes with it.
Oisin, I might bring yourself in here. What do you think of the investment in regional local roads announced today, and what Michael Healy-Ray is saying there, that the people want tar?
Well, first of all, I don't think I have no objection to today's announcement. It's $713 million. It's a decent increase. It's 8%, but it's not like a revolution. It's a bit more than it was last year. But I agree with Minister Healy-Ray that roads need to be kept up and make sure they're safe. And indeed, it's good to see that climate adaptation. We've seen Storm Éowyn, and so we need to build that resilience into all our transport networks, all our utility networks. But to give some context here, the total capital budget for transport this year is about 3 billion. So 713 million is a good chunk of that. But obviously that's for local and regional roads. There's also a chunk that will go to national roads. And for the last year, about 1.6 billion of capital spending went to public transport. So that's what we'll be really keen to see. Like, does the state continue to prioritise investment in public transport? Because we know that when that happens, people really like it. I know there's been a very positive reaction down in Dingle to the investment in the local rural link buses there. And we need to see that around the country. We need to see improved rural transport and improved connectivity for people using roads and also using public transport, whether it's on a private car or a bus.
Okay, and do we have any clarity, Oisin, or do you have any clarity on what the ratio is going to be of spending when it comes to roads and public transport for this government?
We don't have clarity in that. We just know that there was some trumpeting of the fact that the 2-to-1 ratio between new roads and new public transport isn't in the programme for government. So we don't actually know what's going to be the case, although the government has said they intend to spend lots of money still on public transport, in the programme for government, on public transport and on active travel, so on cycleways and walkways. Okay. But the actual proportions, we don't know. And to be fair, it is quite hard to tell, because even this number today, for example, like the 2-to-1 didn't apply to maintaining existing roads. That was still there. The 2-to-1 applies to investment in new roads versus new public transport. So we could actually do a good better figures than we have now for what actually happened over the last few years. And we need better transparency from government about their actual plans going forward.
I might bring back in Michael Healy-Ray in this, because you were talking, Michael Healy-Ray, as I mentioned, about the dawning of a new era. Is it your understanding or your hope, I don't know, from the programme for government negotiations, that there will be a change in that ratio of spending when it comes to public transport and roads?
The way I'd word it too is there will be a correction, because what has happened in the past and the investment that went into public transport, of course, that was very welcome as well. But just when I hear the fact of buses and Dingle being mentioned, always remember somebody decided one time it was a good idea to send electric buses to Dingle. They had to be sent back up. They were put into a yard, and I don't think they have been moved since. So that's the story with electric buses. But with regard to the balance, the assurance is there by the government that additional direction has to be sent to ensure that the people of Ireland will have good roads, because there's rural Ireland and beyond the Red Cow roundabout, we do need tar, and that's every county in the country.
And when you say that insurance is there, is it in the programme for government, or is that assurance that is being given to you?
Oh, no.
Like, when you talk about this correction that we're going to see, who has told you there's going to be a correction? And what does that look like?
First of all, it is in the programme for government. Absolutely. If you look at the programme for government, you will see there is a commitment by this government. And remember, every government backbencher who's supporting this government, they're lobbying as well for roads for their counties, as are the independents who are supporting the government. And we're all working in unison. And there is one word between every one of us now, and it's coming from the two leaders down, and that is, we have to invest in roads. We have to take water off of roads. We have to trunk roads. We have to tar them. We have to put more money into local improvement schemes. That's the road that lead up to people's houses. Okay. Remember that the road that you
Sarah.
Need
yeah,
the
I could
you
bring
leave
in
your
Oisin,
door
yeah.
is the most important road to you, because you have to travel that all the time.
Okay, Oisin, let's bring in Oisin on that. Yeah.
So, look, making sure our roads are safe and well kept is no problem. But we mustn't lose track of the bigger picture here. The outgoing government and the incoming government voted on a cross-party basis for a law that says we have to reduce our pollution by 50% by 2030. And that's exactly the number, actually, that the government then allocated to transport. Other sectors are doing more, other sectors are doing less. But transport has to reduce its emissions by 50%, its pollution by 50% by 2030. And the government's plan to do that involves reducing how much we're dependent on cars. So reducing a situation where at the moment, 3 in every 4 journeys we take in Ireland every day are by car. And by 2030, the government has been planning to get that down to 1 in every 2. So lots of car journeys, but not as much of a share. And then to do that means increasing public transport, they say, by more than doubling the number of journeys in public transport and increasing by 50%
so
the number
done,
of journeys
Oisin,
by
if there's
track.
A correction, as Michael Healy-Ray is putting it, on spending on public transport versus roads? Can we meet our legally binding targets if we do that?
Well, I think this will be the litmus test as to how much of this is sort of spin, as in things that are fine to do and are compatible are going to be done and made and going to be trumpeted by this government in a way they maybe weren't under the last government, as in this annual annual statement about what's going into rural roads and regional roads, which is like 50 million more than last year, is being trumpeted a lot. But what the real test will be, do they still invest in public transport and in active travel, as in cycling and walking? And crucially, there was a draft plan for reducing congestion called Moving Together, which went through all the hoops, all the public consultation as a way of achieving these targets. And then at the last minute, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael wouldn't adopt it before the election. So what's going to happen to that actual strategy called Moving Together to reduce congestion in our towns and cities? Will that happen? That's a key test.
I don't know. I don't think that's your area, Michael Healy, right? I don't think that's something you can shed any light on, is it?
There's one thing I can shed light on. Minister Dara O'Brien, in announcing this investment, is recognising that people need to travel safely.
Yeah.
We want to reduce the deaths on our roads.
Okay, so can
having a bad road surface is one way that will contribute to deaths on our roads.
Okay, and can I put to you a text we have here from a listener, and actually in relation to that, and this person says, can you please ask Michael Healy-Ray to have a chat with his Taoiseach from Cork, where there's a serious need of a Lewis system or alternative to the motorway from the suburbs. Accidents every day, constant traffic, late to collect my child after work, absolutely sickening. Now, that person doesn't want tar, they want rail.
Well, look, everybody wants something, and I'm listening to exactly what that person said. But look, you can't put rail everywhere every minute that you want it. People can only do their best within the budget that they have.
Mm.
And I think that everybody should be
choices,
welcoming
then,
this
isn't
today.
It? When you say you do your best within the budget, you choose road or you choose rail or you choose buses. You know, you choose. These are choices.
Well, you would have 2-for-1 the last time when it came to public transport versus our investment in our roads. And I believe that the government are doing the right thing now. I support them in what they're doing, and they're listening to the people. And the big message is the government are the servants of the people. We're there to work for them, to answer their call. And this investment is answering their call.
Okay, and from what you're saying, sorry, Oisín, I'll give you a word in just 1 second, but just for absolute clarity, Michael Healy-Ray, you're saying there was 2-to-1 the last time. It's not going to be 2-to-1 this time then?
It will not be 2-for-1 this time, quite simply because the programme for government makes it very clear there will be a significance on tarring roads for people.
Okay. Oisín, final word to yourself.
Well, I think people outside Dublin, particularly in the big cities like Cork and Limerick and Galway and Waterford, would love to have things like the Lewis and the Dart that have actually made a huge difference to people's lives and commuting times in Dublin over the last 40 years. And they deserve that. And I don't think the programme for government says there won't be 2-to-1. It says there'll be lots of investment. But it's a time for those, if you live in those cities and you want that investment, it's time to speak up and tell your politicians that.
Michael Healy-Ray and Oisín Coughlan, thank you both very much for joining us.